Some news now from the world of sports, and for a second consecutive night, the Boston Red Sox went extra innings with the Philadelphia Phillies at Fenway Park, and both extended games resulted in victories for Boston, with Andrew Benintendi playing the hero last night at the plate and in the field. Benintendi's RBI walk-off double in the bottom of the 12th inning gave the Red Sox a win over Philly, and the rookie made sure the game was still tied by nailing Howie Kendrick at the plate in the 8th inning on a pea of a throw right to catcher Christian Vasquez from left field after Michael Franco drove a shot high off the green monster. That was a ball that missed being a home run by inches, because the monster giveth and the monster taketh away. It would have been gone in any other ballpark. The ball caromed off the wall and away from Benintendi as Kendrick raced around from first base, but Benintendi gathered it up and slung a beautiful throw to home to keep the game tied at two, allowing for his own heroics in extras. This game also marked the home debut for David Price, just his third start of the year overall, after missing the first 2 months with elbow soreness. And Price pitched pretty well as he tries to regain his power pitcher status. He did walk four, but he gave up just four hits over six innings. His one mistake, a two-run homer to Aaron Alter, but if Price can get his command of his stuff back in order, he may become that solid number two starter the Sox need to have behind Chris Sale. Fernando Abad gets a nod, too, pitching two scoreless innings in extras while the Red Sox offense sputtered with runners in scoring position. They went just 2-for-12 in that capacity. One bright spot at the plate besides Benintendi's game winner, though, has been Mitch Moreland, arguably the Red Sox best hitter this season. The first baseman smacked his 9th homer of the year last night, his 3rd in his last 8 games, and he just missed another one in the 12th, instead settling for a long single off the monster, which put Xander Bogaerts on 3rd before Benintendi sent him home with the walk-off. Ben Lively pitched 7 solid innings for the hard luck Phillies, who have now lost 7 in a row. The Red Sox picked up a game in the standings on the first-place New York Yankees, who also played extra ball last night, losing in 11 innings 3-2 to the LA Angels, when Eric Young Jr. hit an infield single off the leg of reliever Ben Heller with 2 outs for a hard-way walk-off. Young had also tied the game with a solo home run off Tyler Clippard in the 8th inning. The bigger blow for the Yankees, though, may be the loss of their starter CeCe Sabathia, who has been terrific for the Yankees this year. He's won his last 5 starts, but he pulled a hamstring last night and had to come out of the game. Manager Joe Girardi speculated Sabathia may have to spend some time on the disabled list, but the big lefty was more hopeful. He wondered if he may feel a bit better when he wakes up this morning. Either way, the loss snaps the Yankees' 6-game winning streak and allows the Red Sox to creep to within 3 games of the division-leading Yankees. The New York Mets' 4-game winning streak is over, ending essentially in the 2nd inning against the Chicago Cubs last night. The Cubs scored 7 times in the 2nd inning as part of their 14-3 rout of the Mets. The Cubbies have been slumping of late, losers of 5 of 6 and 9 in a row away from Wrigley, so manager Joe Maddon tried to shake things up by putting hulking first baseman Anthony Rizzo into the leadoff spot. That's unusual for sure, given that Rizzo is no speed demon on the base paths, which is how a leadoff hitter normally profiles, but the move worked. Rizzo homered, went 2-for-3, including a bases-loaded walk to drive in a run. Rookie Ian Happ also got in on the action, hitting his first career grand slam for the Cubbies. Zach Wheeler took the loss for the Mets. John Lester the win for Chicago. He evens his record to 4-4. The Toronto Blue Jays looked like they were turning things around after a successful road trip last week, but they've slid back recently, suffering another loss, this one 8-1 last night to the climbing in the standings Tampa Bay Rays. Rookie pitcher Jake Faria won his 2nd straight start, just the 3rd pitcher in Rays history to win his first 2 career starts. He held the Blue Jays to 6 hits over 6 1/3 while striking out 8, and the Rays have jumped over the Baltimore Orioles into 3rd place in the American League East, while Toronto remains in last place 8 games behind the first place Yanks. New England Collegiate Baseball League, a great start by the Vermont Mountaineers' Jared Skolnicki, was wasted in a 9-4 loss to the Upper Valley Nighthawks at Recreational Field last night. Skolnicki went 7 innings and gave up just 1 run on 5 hits, but the bullpen couldn't hold the lead as the Nighthawks scored 8 times in the 8th to pull away for the win.